There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, April 17th edition. What another weather-filled Monday we had. Rain out, or if you count the morning game, another rain out. Then you had a game canceled because of icicles. Just more and more craziness all around us on the MLB DFS landscape. But knock on wood, we got a 12-game slate tonight. And so far, I am not seeing anything except super cold. So if they pull a Cubs and it's too cold, then that's the only way I'm looking at it. I don't see a ton of precipitation. Knock on wood, we're good. And we talk about the weather. It's blowing out to left center in Colorado, Pittsburgh. Really cold again there. But you saw they could score some runs in that weather last night. Yeah, Washington and the Mets blowing out to right field at 17 miles an hour. That's one to keep an eye on. Phillies, Atlanta just kind of blowing across the field. St. Louis, Chicago's blowing in about 9 to 10 miles an hour from the center and really cold. Nice pitcher's environment there. And then White Sox, A's, blowing out to right field about 15 miles an hour. Night one, we will definitely be taking a deeper look at later. When you look at the totals on tonight's slate, we're looking at Rockies, Pirates, 8. Indians, Twins, 7.5. And that is in San Juan, Puerto Rico. So keep that in mind when you look at it. Rangers, Rays, waiting on that one because they're working on their starters. Should be Yonny Chirinos. Geo versus Zach Wheeler. Nationals, Mets, 7.5. Phillies, Braves, 8.5. Reds, Brewers, 8.5. Cardinals, Cubs, we're waiting on that because they want to clear the weather in Wrigley as usual. Giants, Diamondbacks, 8. White Sox, A's, 8.5. Red Sox, Angels, 8. Astros, Mariners, 8.5. Dodgers, Padres, 8. As you can tell, nothing over 8.5. So we're going to definitely have some interesting pitching decisions, just like we did yesterday. And knock on wood, most of them went pretty darn good. You couldn't go wrong with DeGrom, but you go through the middle. Paxton was good. Mengden, if you punted, was phenomenal. There's just guys all over the board pitched really, really well. Guys we could go to bat with. But let's look at tonight's slate. We kick it off with the highest-priced pitcher on the slate, one Corey Kluber at $12,100. He's supposed to go over the weekend, but Indians haven't played in a while. They don't have the Twins, to be fair, so that could make this a really interesting matchup. But Kluber's coming off a 46.2.8 innings, no runs, 13K performance. He's been just absolutely Kluber-esque, absolutely filthy, striking out 34% of the batters he faces, swinging strike rate through the roof, ground ball rate's great. The Twins strike out 25% of the time. I love everything about Kluber. If you want to use Kluber, go for it. Just one thing to keep in mind when they're playing at in Puerto Rico, it's high altitude and it plays a lot like Coors Field. That's the story people are saying. I don't know for sure, but that's how they're saying the ball is very, very live in Puerto Rico. So keep that in mind. But a Kluber at 12-1, I'm not going to go too deep into. Obviously, a very solid look. You got Shohei Ohtani at 10,900. You got to start delayed on Sunday because it's too cold in Kansas City. And he gets to start at home against the Boston Red Sox. And Shohei Ohtani has been outstanding. He was perfect through like 7 or into the 7th last time out against the A's. He's striking out 40% of the batters he faces. He has a 2.08 ERA, but a Sierra of 1.73, which is just outstanding. Swinging strike rate of almost 24%. Everything's great. Boston doesn't strike out a lot. Strike out 16% of the time. Their offense is clicking on all cylinders. This is a great test for Shohei Ohtani. Like, really, really good stuff here. So we'll have to keep that in mind if you want to use him. I don't hate it. Lefties are hitting 120. Righties are hitting 149 off Shohei. So he's been pure, pure filth. Could be an interesting matchup against Boston, but you can save $1,200 on Kluber if you want to go that route. Now, if you don't want to go that route, you look at this guy, my top price, or my top guy tonight, if you're not paying up, almost my top guy, period. He's got 19.8 points at SF in his last start, 3 earned, 5 1/3, 9 strikeouts. 43.3 against the Dodgers, 7 1/3, 1 hit, no earned, 12 Ks. 24 at home against Colorado, 7 innings, 2 earned, 8 Ks. So 8, 9, and 12 are his Ks. He's getting the job done. Ground ball to fly ball, 9-1, 7-3, 8-2. Everything we love on this. He hasn't even thrown 100 pitches this year. I'm talking Patty Corbin of the Arizona Diamondbacks. $9,800 against that Giants offense that's striking out almost 24% of the time right now against left-handed pitching. He's got a 23% K rate. Swinging strike rate is great. Ground ball rate of over 51%. Lots to like about Corbin. Yes, the Giants offense is actually playing well right now out of the San Diego series. Longoria, McCutcheon's playing well, but it's still not a world beater. You got Posey. A lot of things to like, and a lot of things be like, yeah, whatever. You have a 3.8 total. Lefties 268, righties 343. So Corbin could get hit around. Anything can happen. But the fact I can save the money, I'm going to be saving the $2,300 on Kluber and the $1,100 on Ohtani to get to Corbin at home, which is always scary. We'll see if the humidor is really working or not. But at that price tag against that Giants offense, I definitely like it at $9,800. Get some serious damage there and get that savings in there because there are some nice bad hitting matchups tonight. There is value all across the slate we'll talk about, but there are some nice options, especially in Houston, to go pick on. Talking about Houston, you got Lance McCullers at $9,600. Burned a lot of people his last time out, and that might keep people away. He had minus 3.6 his last time. He just couldn't find the strike zone. 6 walks, 8 earned, 7 hits. He was everywhere. He still had 6 Ks, ground ball to fly ball, and was put in play with 6-2. Couldn't find it. San Diego, he struggled a bit. At Texas, pitched great. So he is a GPP only, but he has that tremendous upside against the Seattle team that you saw. Dallas Keuchel shut down from the left side. They strike out about 20% of the time right now. And he's got his great strike, almost 27% K rate. Swinging strikes there. Ground ball rate of almost 62%. So everything's really good. He just could not command the ball at all the last time out. So ownership will be extremely low. Extremely, extremely low. Seattle's team total is about 3.9. Lefties 282. Righties 345. So it's a reverse splits situation there. So just keep McCullers in mind as a nice GPP play that'll go way, way overlooked. So at the 9K and above, or actually with 10 and above, you got Kluber 1, Ohtani 2. Let's look at one more in the 8K range, and they'll do the 8 and 9s together. And you got Gio Gonzalez of the Washington Nationals at $8,500. And I absolutely love this because I've been a fan of Gio, and everywhere you listen to or read or whatever, they hate on Gio because, you know, oh no, Gio's over 10,000. Because this year he's been 11-1 at Cincinnati, 10-3 at home against the Mets, 10-1 at home against Colorado. And he's gotten you 16.5, 16.6, 25.9. You know, those might not be ideal for those price points, but for $8,500, it darn well is. Against the Mets already this year, 5 1/3, 6 hits, 1 earned, 3 walks, 6 Ks. He has 6 or more Ks in every start. He's been very, very good, very consistent. Yes, the Mets are on fire right now. No sugarcoating that at all. But they are striking out, and this is why Gio becomes such a very, very intriguing play at $8,500. They are striking out at 32% of the time. 32%. That's a third, almost a third of their at-bats in a strikeout. As people saw last night, the panic modes were on when, you know, DeGrom gets up the early homer to Harper, Paxton gets this leadoff homer to Springer. As long as they don't you watch Kluber and Scherzer do it all the time. They'll give up 2 or 3 runs. You strike out 10-plus, it don't matter. They're getting you those 25-plus DraftKings points, and you are rocking and rolling. You got that 32% strikeout rate, we can play. We can play. 45% ground ball rate, so lots to like here with Gio. The Mets, bats, yes, hot, have a total of 3.7, one of the lower on the slate. Lefties 239, righties 296. It's the way the Mets are playing. Would you be shocked? No, but hey, Jeremy Hellickson shut them down last night. So anything's possible. But I do like Geo quite a bit, 8,500. I'm going to do some Corbin and Geo combos and get a lot of bats that way. So in your 9s and 8Ks, you got Corbin 1, Geo 2, McCullers 3. We drop down. We skip a handful of guys. I like Pivetta and all. I just can't do a guy in Atlanta. He even got beat up earlier. His worst start of the year was against the Braves. So I get it. He's on fire. He's the darling of the world. But I'm going to stay away. Do it at your own risk if you want. Alex Wood, I can't touch him. I think he's broken. I don't care if it's San Diego or not. He's broken. Chatwood could be interesting just because of the weather. But I don't like him much at all either. Zach Wheeler against the Nats. I want to see another good start from Wheeler. I am high on him. Foltynewicz at home against that Phillies offense. I will take a pass. Chad Bettis leads us off at $6,900. Both these pitchers in this matchup, Bettis and Williams, are on the radar. Just because A, the weather, B, below 7K could be interesting. Bettis in all three starts at San Diego, 13-3. Home against Atlanta, 13-2. At Washington, 24-8. We were all over him at Washington. He's given up no more than two runs a game. Just not a big strikeout guy. And that's what gets him in trouble. But, you know, below 7K, we're just looking for stability. Don't get blown up with some upside. Bettis has that. He has that upside. But Pittsburgh strikes out 16% of the time. So keep an eye on Bettis as an option, but it's not, you know, the best of the best. You got Trevor Williams at 67 in that matchup against Colorado. You don't always like to go up against Colorado, but Trevor's pitched well. 16-5, 13-4, 22-5 in his last three. His last one was at Chicago. He's given up one earned, two earned, and zero. Strikeouts aren't tremendous. Again, that's the problem with these guys down here. But, you know, Colorado does strike out 24% of the time, so that's a much, much better ratio than the Pittsburgh Pirates. So someone to keep in mind there is Trevor Williams as well in that sub-7K. And then if you want to dig into the basement, the bargain basement, there's a couple that kind of catch my attention. You got Trevor Cahill making his season debut for the Oakland A's. Looking back at his two starts for Nashville, especially his last one, control was an issue with Trevor. That was a problem with him off and on last year. He has a swinging strike rate through the roof last year. Absolutely insane swinging strike rate. He had a slide piece falling off tables. But he also threw more wild pitches and pass balls than I can remember. He's facing a White Sox team, though, for $5,100. It strikes out over 24% of the time. He had a 23% strikeout rate last year. Not bad at all. A swinging strike rate of 11%. And a ground ball rate of 55.6%. And that's one thing I really, really like with that wind blowing out there and right. Get the ground balls, get the strikeouts. There's a lot you can pick on there. The White Sox have a 3.9 total, which isn't great, but not bad. So at 5,100, you know, the White Sox could get to him. No sugarcoating that at all. You saw Mingden shut them down last night. And Cahill last year was one of the best pitchers in baseball until he got hurt. Maybe he's bounced back. Maybe he hasn't. But at 51, could definitely be worth that gamble. And you put him with any pitcher, even Kluber, you can have whatever bat you want. You're left with over 4,000 a bat. So you can get real, real creative. The other one I'll mention, and he'll be everyone's darling and likely matched up with Kluber everywhere, will be Yonny Chirinos. Huge Yonny Chirinos fan here. We've been all over him. 18.4 points his last time out, 17.5 prior to that. He got extended to 75 pitches his last time out. He'll be at 75 or more. The Rays are stretching him out to be another starter. Because right now they're doing two bullpen days instead of one like they wanted to originally, which is still stupid. But they're stretching Yonny out to be the guy. Yonny still hasn't given up a run this year. That'll change here shortly. I wouldn't be shocked if he gives up a couple today. But he has 5K plus upside. He's going to go deeper into the game. And for $4,700, that's just an asinine price. That's DraftKings not paying attention to the way baseball teams are running their teams. That's just them paying attention to their algorithm where they're like, okay, he's a spot starter type guy. Yeah, a relief pitcher that's not going deep, so we're not going to price him high. That's them not paying attention. That's what that is. Texas strikes out 25.5% of the time. Yonny striking out almost 23%, 50% ground ball rate. So a lot to like there with Yonny. I definitely could get on board with that one. Lefties hitting 185, righties 251 off Chirinos. These numbers are phenomenal. And sure, there's definite chance it's going to regress. He's young. Teams are going to start getting film on him and all that good stuff. But right now, we don't worry about that. That's the beauty of daily fantasy. We can play it game by game. And for $4,700, he's definitely on the slate. So down below, I'm going to go Cahill 1, Chirinos 2, Trevor Williams 3, Chad Bettis 4. And that wraps up your pitching for this 12-game slate. So up top, 10K and above, Kluber 1, Ohtani 2. In the 9s and 8K range, you got Corbin 1, Gio Gonzalez 2, Lance McCullers 3. Down below, Trevor Cahill, Yonny Chirinos, Trevor Williams, Chad Bettis wraps up your pitching. Let's get to the bats. And before we do, let me tell you about Draft. I know I probably annoy you guys talking about it, but I really, really enjoy this new app called Draft. Check it out at playdraft.com or Draft in your app store. It is a phenomenal, phenomenal way to play fantasy. Snake draft format, or just pick your dream team, whatever you prefer. There's head-to-heads, three-man, six-man, ten-mans. You draft, you're done. If there's a rainout or a guy that's not in the lineup, they send you an alert, and you can change them out with whatever's left in the player pool, and there's always plenty left. You go in, you can pre-rank your players, so it's easy once you're drafting. You can do multiple drafts at once. Tons of things to like. If you have any questions, ask me in the Sports DGN Slack chat or hit me up on Twitter at BDIntrick. But check out Draft. Draft in your app store, draft.com. Use promo code SDSports when you make your first deposit, and you get entry into a free $3 tournament. It's an awesome way to play fantasy sports. I highly, highly recommend it. I'm every day, and I absolutely love it. So check it out, Draft, draft.com. Use promo code SDSports. Now let's get into the bats. Buster Posey, day-to-day, facing Corbin at 48. That's way too expensive for Posey. I don't care if he has three home runs tonight. You can't pay that for Posey just because he doesn't usually have that home run upside. Guy like Evan Gattis crushes lefties. He's off to a slow start. He's 4,000 versus Miranda, so if you want to, I get it. There's a guy we'll get to that I'm in love with. I was in love with him last night. He paid off. I'll be all over him again today. But Gattis is in play. Yadier Molina at 37 versus Chatwood. I don't hate just because he's on fire. But guy like Yasmani Grandal at 3,600. He's been playing really, really good baseball right now. He had 29 points last night in the big Dodgers 10-3 win as he went deep. His last few game logs, 29, 5, 7, 24. Hitting the ball really, really, really well. And when you look at Mr. Mitchell, it's not going to be good. Dodgers have a 4-4 total. It's like the seventh highest, sixth highest on the slate. Lefty's hitting 360, righty's 353 to start the year. So Yasmani Grandal at 36, definitely in play tonight. You go down a little farther. Cervelli's okay at 34. You prefer him versus a lefty, but I don't hate it. You get Chirinos versus Chirinos in Tampa Bay, but I'm not going there. Go down even farther. There's one that stands out, and we will get there in a minute. But Jonathan Lucroy versus the lefty Gio. Lucroy does hit lefties really well. He's $3,000 if you're looking at that's Miguel Gonzalez. So not as much, but still, A's have a 4.63 total. Currently the third highest on the slate. Lefty's 368, righty's 328 versus Miguel Gonzalez. So Lucroy still could be an interesting play at 3K. Probably not as much as I thought before. That's what happens when you record this first thing in the morning. If Max Stassi cracks the lineup for Houston at 2,900, I don't mind that at all against Ariel Miranda. Houston will be a very, very popular target tonight. They are the fourth highest total at 4-6. Lefty's 317, righty's 331 versus Ariel Miranda. We've seen Miranda get destroyed this in his career. So Max Stassi at 29 could be a nice value play there. But the guy I'm looking at $2,800, he's coming off a big, big 15-point night for us when he was priced at 2,800 again. His last few games, 15, 3, 0, 11. So it's kind of an all or nothing, but he's also heating up because he started out ice cold. He's going up against Matt Moore of the Texas Rangers. Wilson Ramos, $2,800. Absolutely love it. Tampa Bay facing Matt Moore. Lefties are 440, righties 332 versus Matt Moore. So everyone's in play, including a Wilson Ramos at 2,800. Tucker Barnhart against Junior Guerra at 28, I do like quite a bit as well. Cincinnati, big night last night. Tucker was a part of that. They have about a 4 total. Lefties 342, righties 347 off Junior Guerra. So Tucker Barnhart at 28 is definitely a play. Austin Hedges at 28 versus Alex Wood, who is broken. Absolutely broken. I don't care if he still plays good tonight. We're going to keep targeting Alex Wood because he is broken. His velocity is so down. The DL is coming for him. So I don't buy it. I know people are. I don't care. We're not playing Alex Wood. I'm not, at least. Yeah, Wieters at 28 versus Wheeler if you want to go that direction. So there's a lot down here in the 28s below range that you can definitely pick on. Wieters at 2,800. Martin Maldonado against Price, probably not. But if you think Price is broken, that's not bad for 2,700. Bruce Maxwell, if he gets to start against Miguel Gonzalez at 27, I can get behind that as well. So a lot of nice options down here. Probably more will open up as their lineups become available. Let's go to the first baseman position, kicking it off with Freddie Freeman at 51. He is in play versus Pivetta. Pivetta's been great. Everyone's on him, like I said, but there's still some holes there. The Braves have a 4.3 total. Lefty's 306, righty's 388. So reverse splits versus Pivetta. Freeman doesn't matter. You play Freddie Freeman. When you're looking at the Cleveland Indians against Jake Odorizzi, lefty's 293, righty's 322. So Edwin Encarnacion off to an extremely slow start, but at 49 could be an interesting play there. Could be interesting. Keep him in mind. Goldie's red hot, so if you want to play him, I get it, but I'm not going to fade Cueto just yet. We'll see how he turns off the DL. You go down, if Eric Thames is in the lineup, he's day-to-day. Versal Romano, he's 4,600, and that's a great option there. When you look at Thames, he's just been crushing the baseball, and the Milwaukee Brewers have a 4-5-4 total. Lefty's 336, righty's 343 off Guerra. I mean, off of Romano. It's pretty amazing that that total is not 9 or above between Guerra and Romano. That's just very interesting. Joey Votto finally got his first extra base hit of the year yesterday. He's 4,400 versus Guerra. He is definitely in play. You slide down some more. You guys like Yuli Gurriel hits righties and lefties really well at 4,100. Cody Bellinger at 41 versus Mr. Mitchell. Brian Mitchell, I don't hate that at all. That's a solid play. We already mentioned Mitchell gets getting piped all over the place. 360 lefties, 353 righties. So Bellinger definitely in play. Carlos Santana continues to hit the ball harder than almost anybody in baseball without the results everybody else is getting. So I'll keep recommending him because that breakout is coming. He's 4K versus Folty. We know lefties versus Folty is the play. $4,000 is a discount on Matt Olson versus Miguel Gonzalez. Matty Olson went deep last night. He is off to a slow start compared to many, but wind blowing out hard to right in Oco. They have one of the highest totals on the slate, the third highest total at the moment. Lefty's 368, righty's 328 against Miguel Gonzalez. So getting a Matty Olson at $4,000 could be some supreme savings there. Yonder Alonso in Puerto Rico at 38. If the weather and the altitude and all that plays the way it should, that could be a nice play there for $3,800. You go down farther, you got guys like Joey Gallo at 35. He went deep again last night. It's too cheap for a GPP home run guy. And Joey Gallo at all times, 3,500. I don't mind that. If you're fading Chirinos or if you just want a one-off, he took Blake Snell deep for crying out loud. The guy's a home run machine. The farther you go, Miguel Gonzalez slumping, but he does make an intriguing play versus Miranda's. Miguel Gonzalez hit lefties with more exit velo and hard hit rate than almost anybody in baseball last year. So keep him in mind. And then there's one that's just mispriced again. We were all over him yesterday, and he went ding-dong city in Tampa Bay. CJ Cron, he was 3,500 yesterday. I respected that. His last few games, 17, 7, 7, 8, 7, 5, 2, 16. Not bad, especially for $2,800. 28 versus Matt Moore. That is just DraftKings missing the boat on that one. So if you're punting first base, it's loaded as always. But if you're going to punt it and differentiate yourself because no one's going to own Cron, you can go to Cron and I don't hate it at all. You can have Ramos at 28 and Cron at 28, your catcher at first base, and you'll have more money than you know what to do with in the rest of your lineup unless you just pay up for all the pitchers, which another good option. Second base, Robbie Cano, Jose Altuve versus Miranda at 48 is outstanding. We love Altuve versus the lefty, so I can definitely take that one. Ozzy Albies at 43, just keeps getting it done one way or another. 8 more points last night. So the machine known as Ozzy Albies keeps on trucking. Cesar Hernandez got the day off yesterday, which is very disappointing, but he'll be back hopefully tonight at 41 versus Folty and is in place. He's swinging one of the hotter bats in baseball, which is rare to say because the Phillies are all swinging hot bats. But again, another one I love, Jed Lowry at 3,900 versus Miguel Gonzalez is an outstanding play. Really, really like that one. 11 more points last night. The guy just keeps raking it in the middle of the order. Last three games, 11, 19, 15. Just making it happen in the middle of that order. Now faces Miguel Gonzalez tonight. So definitely a guy to keep an eye on there. It's Drupal Cabrera, 3,800 versus Gio. It's okay if you want to be contrarian, but might be a night to take off from his Drupal, even though I do love him most nights of the week. Benny Zobrist, 36 versus Waino. The weather's concerning there. But he is a good play at that price tag. If you are fading Gio, Wilmer Flores, second base, third base eligible at 3,400. Guy that crushes left-handed pitching. So he's on the board if you need him. Matty Carpenter, second base, third base, facing Tyler Chatwood. When you target Chatwood, lefty's 360, righty's 321. So Carpenter at 33 can be a nice play there. Adam Frazier of the Pirates going to get a lot of playing time now, leading off for the Pirates with Harrison out. So he's second base outfield eligible at 33. He's going to be mentioned almost every podcast as when he's too cheap because he can get on and he can run. So I like that a lot at that price tag. Farther down you go, you got guys like Johnny VR at 3K versus Romano. He can be a nice punt, but the punt of punts possibly because he'll be hitting like cleanup in this lineup against Junior Guerra. Scooter Jeanette is only $3,000. $3,000 for a cleanup hitter is stupid, especially in a matchup versus Junior Guerra. So here we go. You got Ramos at 28. You got Cron at 28. You got Scooter Jeanette at $3,000. All hitting in the middle of the orders. All with power. All on plus-plus matchups. Just a few things to keep in mind. Drew Robertson, $2,800 for Tampa Bay. Second base shortstop eligible. He had an opposite field homer last night. Double digits in two of his last four. So he's not a bad punt either if you need to really go down at $2,800. And there will be others. So check your lineups as they come out. Let's head over to the third base position. So as you can tell, there's a lot of really good high price guys because there's some crappy pitching. But then there's some very nice value, especially in those crappy pitching matchups that you can go Kluber and Otani and probably make it work. You can go Kluber with Corbin, McCullers, Gio, Otani with Corbin, McCullers, Gio, whatever you want. Or you can take a couple of those middle guys, take a couple of these discounted guys, and then just load up another position. There's a lot of ways to do this. Third base, Chris Bryant's always worth the look. Jose Ramirez, $4,800, Vasota Rizzi. Jose's slowly getting it going. He got off to a rough start, the slow part, but his last few, he's been on fire. 7, 16, 12, 17, 7. So four games of 7 or more, five games of 7 or more, three of them double digits. He's $4,800 versus Odorizzi in that Puerto Rico matchup, so don't hate that at all. Scott Kingery at 43, if he's leading off, man, he's third base shortstop eligible. Didn't do much last night, but he's averaging 10.7 his last 10. Someone to definitely keep an eye on at 43. Matt Chapman, always in play at 43. Don't hate that at all, especially if you're going full-on A-stack, Chapman's involved. If you're just going like a small one, Lowry Olsen's plenty fine with me. Just take the lefties there. But Chapman, don't hate. We'll get to Chris Davis later. Some options there as well. Bregman versus lefty. Bregman hits lefties phenomenal. And he's only $4,100, which is kind of a discount for him against a crappy pitcher. So Bregman and Gurriel, both 41 for Houston, are in play. As we jump down below 4,000, I got like Kyle Seager at 38, which is risky but intriguing. You got guys like Colin Moran at 35 for upside. Wilmer Flores at 34. Matt Carpenter at 33. You mentioned all them. But one down here is Christian Villanueva of the San Diego Padres at $3,300. Another big night last night. Went deep again. Third straight game with a home run. Game logs are insane for these prices. 22, 25, 18, 16 in his last four games. Crushing the baseball. Hit 3-for-4 last night. The home run plus other knocks against Wood, who I tell you I really feel is broken. So keep an eye on Villanueva at 33 for another potential value play if you're looking that direction. When you dip down even farther, you know, there's Yonny Chirinos, or not Yonny Chirinos, Yolmer Sanchez at 31 that could be a punt play. Ryan Flaherty, if he cracks the lineup at 3K, I'd probably pay up for Villanueva right about now. But if you want to punt and you're fading Corbin, Longo is 2,900 career, just crushes lefties. And he's hit pretty well his last few games, 8-21, 0-10. So three of his last four have been pretty darn eight or more, and two of them double digits. Corbin can be hit by righties, so at 2,900, if you're fading him, that is a nice value there. Not going to hate that at all. Let's head to the shortstop position, where you're going to get led off with Carlos Correa at $4,800. Definitely a play versus Miranda. As you can tell, the Astros are pricey as normal, but a solid play. This is where, you know, taking some pitching or a discount here or there, you can load up on this. And a guy I love, and he'll get overlooked, especially with Correa at 48, I think, is Lindor at 46. He's been smoking the baseball of late. Kind of how Jose Ramirez has heated up, so has Lindor. His last three, 19, 29, 10. He's getting on, and he's getting on with the extra base ability. Four doubles in his last three and a home run. So really good stuff there. He's 46 in that Puerto Rico environment. So keep him in mind against Odorizzi at $4,600. Plus, it's a big homecoming for him. I don't know if you guys watch MLB Network or MLB Snapchat or any of that stuff. He went back. It's in his home. I'm going to screw this up. It's not his home. It's like his home state. In America, it'd be a state. I don't know if it's a province. I can't remember what they call it. I apologize for that. But he went to his old school and all kinds of stuff. So it's pretty cool. And so it'll be a big, big game for him back home in Puerto Rico. You got Trey Turner, always worth a look, especially when he's leading off at 4,400 as he's playing much, much better in the leadoff position. Mentioned Kingery already. Corey Seager at 42. The guy tilts me to no end because he's super inconsistent, but it is a great, great matchup for Brian Mitchell. So if you're going full on Dodgers stack, I don't have a problem with Corey Seager at all at 42. You slide on down. Anelton Simmons at 36 could be a one-off first price if you want to go there. Marcus Semien's 35 if you need to go there. The bottom of the shortstop is not pretty compared to what it's been. It's actually been a nice place lately. Not so much tonight. Like Eduardo Escobar's Kluber at 3K, probably not. One I do like, he was hitting, I believe, fifth last night. Got you 6 more points. He's got you 6, 25, 7, 18, 5 in his last 5 games. 5 or more points with 2 double digits in there, including a 25. He's 2,900 facing Mike Fulton Evans tonight. And his name is J.P. Crawford. This guy's getting it done. At 2,900 bucks, he's getting it done really, really well. So keep an eye on J.P. Crawford at 2,900 bucks. Don't hate that at all. Brandon Crawford of the Giants at 28 does hit lefties okay, but I'm not going to fade Corbin with him, but he could produce. I mentioned Drew Robertson of Tampa Bay already. He's 2,800 bucks and a guy to keep an eye on as well. Other than that, you have to check lineups. Maybe Orlando Arcia at 27 versus Sal Romano. It depends on where he hits in the lineup, so on and so forth. Maybe Franklin Barreto gets a start. He's 2,600. You know, they call up their best offensive talent in the minors right now and send him on the bench. It's not good. Rockies O mean A's. Sorry. Outfield, Mookie Betts against Otani. It's risky, and he's hurt. But Bryce Harper at 52 versus Wheeler is outstanding. That broken bat home run he had against DeGrom yesterday was just not right. The guy is just crazy. 8 homers on the year. Contract is everything you want about Bryce Harper. Just is there, 5,200. But Chucky Blackman at 52 is crushing it as well. He hit his 7th of the year last night. He's 5,200. I love him as well. 3 straight games of 16 or more DraftKings points. So Harper and Blackman, Captain Obvious plays there. You got Mike Trout at 51. He is always in play. Gregory Polanco's up to 5K. I love Gregory Polanco. I love what he's doing this year. Gregory Polanco priced up this high is starting to tilt me a little bit because I loved him when he was cheaper. He's not a play, but at that price tag, he's tough to play. Like I'd rather like Chris Davis at 49 or Rhys Hoskins at 48 versus Fulte. Love those a little more. Tommy Pham at 47. He's getting a little pricey for me too. I like him, but he's pricey. I'd rather go 47 than George Springer. Hit a ding-dong last night. Had 19 points. He hits lefties. He hits everybody well. He hits lefties really, really well. So it's Miranda Springer at 47. Much, much more in play. You go down some more. You got AJ Pollock's okay. Preferred versus lefties, though. Michael Conforto will wait. Nelson Cruz, reverse splits versus McCullers. Someone to keep in mind, but not running to play him. So, like, you have those really top-heavy guys, and then you get to this mid-4K, and it kind of gets like, eh, I don't know. Like, Kyle Schwarber against Waino could be, but the weather could be really, really disgusting there. D. Gordon at 44. If you get someone, he can run on McCullers all day. He's flipping that curveball, hitting into the dirt. Gordon could pick up some steals for you. That is very, very much in play. Corey Dickerson, 4,300, averaging over 10 points a game this year, so I don't mind him at all, but that price tag, you know, it was 38 or 39 yesterday. It's climbing up now, which really sucks. You know, farther, you got Giannis Aspetis versus Gio. If you're fading Gio, Giannis crushes lefties. 4,200 bucks. He is worth a GPP play. Benintendi versus Otani. I'm just not into fading Otani, but a Red Sox plays like one-offs or stacks, mini stacks. If they get to Otani, no one's going to own them. So something to keep in mind if you want to be super contrarian. I'm not going there, but I don't hate it at all because I've seen that win way too many times. It just, it's how you do it. If you want to put it on the table, that's how you do it. Ian Happ at 39 could be intriguing. Just remember weather there. I got farther. Lorenzo Cain versus Romano at 38. Don't hate that at all. Romano, you're not picking sides here. You're just picking on him. When you're looking at the Milwaukee Brew Crew, 4-5-4 total. Lefties 336, righties 343. So low Cain at 38. Hitting the top of that order. Definitely worth a look in that one. Benny Zobrist mentioned him already at 36. Dexter Fowler's on fire. He's 36. Could be worth the play versus Chadwick. Because once you get down to this price range, the weather's less concerning because you can still get your hits and everything and get your value. When you get way, way up there, you almost need that dong to help you out. But a great play here at 3,500 is Odubel Herrera against Foltynewicz. Odubel, big night last night, 17 points. He's averaging 10 in his last 10 games. 3,500 versus Folty is a phenomenal price tag for Odubel Herrera. You drop down some more. Jock Jams could be intriguing at 35. I'm not running to play him, but intriguing. Again, if you're fading Corbin, like we talked about with Longo, Andrew McCutchen at 34 could be in play, doing very, very well this year, especially against lefties. So keep Kutch in mind at 34. But like Jose Perella of San Diego at 3,400 versus Alex Wood, I like that quite a bit as a value play. Billy Hamilton at 33, he's been leading off lately and playing really, really good. He's averaging 9.1 his last 10, 18 and 14 in his last two. He had a 0, but then a 9, a 9, a 0, a 16, a 15. a 0, a 10. He's getting on and he's making stuff happen. He's stealing bases. So 3,300 against Junior Garrett. I don't hate Billy Hamilton at all. Like a game stack there. Cincinnati, Milwaukee. I don't hate it at all. It's very, very much in play. Mentioned Adam Frazier at 33. Worth the look. Nick Williams, if he cracks the lineup versus Fulton Evich at 32, I do like quite a bit there. We're getting down to the low threes, and I know there's a few down here, but you got to kind of navigate the minefields. Like a Matt Joyce at 31 versus Miguel Gonzalez, he's definitely worth a look there as well. After guys like Joyce, you got Shin-Soo Chu. If you're fading Chirinos at 3K, that does have a lot of value to it. Mentioned Marvin Gonzalez already at 3K. Don't hate that at all. Adam Duvall at 3K. Domingo Santana at 3K, both upside in that matchup. But Hunter Renfroe at 3K versus Alex Wood, big home run potential there. So a lot of nice punts down here at the bottom that you can get behind. Brian Goodwin, if he's especially hitting towards the top of the order for Washington at 3K, he's in play. Down in the order, not as much, but top of the order could give him a look. If you're going to fade Kluber, you got Kepler at 3K for that home run upside there. Nomar Mazara versus Chirinos at 29. Mazara went deep last night. That's pretty darn cheap. Jake Marisnyk, he'll face the lefty Miranda for Houston. He's 2,900. You can do the wraparound stack with Marisnyk, bat him ninth. And then go with like Springer at the top of the order and differentiate yourself a bit there. Eddie Rosario, if you're fading Kluber's 29. Robbie Grossman's 29. So there's value there if you're fading the Klubot, which is not always advised, but an option. Austin Jackson leading off for the Giants. Does hit lefties well. He's 2,800 versus Corbin. Got like Preston Tucker, 2,800 with his upside. So there are options down here, as you can tell. They're questionable, but there's some pretty decent least power upside one. Hunter Pence, 2,700 versus Corbin. Hunter's been horrible this year. Not sugarcoating that, but upside definitely there. Other than that, maybe check your lineups. There will be even more that opens up down here. There's always more that opens up, so check those out as you get going. That wraps up your bats today. Let's recap the pitching. 10K and above, you got Kluber 1, Ohtani 2 in the middle in the 8s and 9s. You got Corbin 1, Gio 2, Lance McCullers 3. 7K and below, you got Cahill 1, Chirinos 2, Williams 3, Bettis 4. You know, you got your normal stacking options we've already talked about. Cubs versus Waino, I'm all about. Just remember the weather could hamper production a little bit. Tampa Bay versus Matt Moore, get in on that action. St. Louis versus Chatwood, I don't mind either. You got the A's versus Miguel Gonzalez. They're the highest one on the night slate, that are the main slate, so you got to like that quite a bit. The Astros versus Miranda, Brew Crew, and the Reds in their matchup, you like a lot. Dodgers are in play, so tons and tons to like here. There's more and more. That's why the totals are very perplexing, one could say. Let's look at the BVP for you real quick, and then send you on your merry way. There wasn't a ton, but like Starling Marte, 5-for-7 versus Chad Bettis. Marte, I've been playing him a ton. He produces, and then if he produces with the bat, period, when he gets on, he steals a lot. So you got a lot of upside there with Starling Marte. So keep him in mind in that matchup. As you go some more, you got like Joe Mauer versus Kluber, 16-for-49, 5 doubles, a triple, 2 homers. Max Kepler's 1-for-5 with a homer. Brian Dozier's hitting .140, but he's taking him deep twice. So there's a little power, but as a team, they hit .189 with a .591 OPS and a .263 WOBA versus Kluber. As you go down some more, Edwin's taking Odorizzi deep twice, something to keep in mind. Yoenis Cespedes is 7-for-16 with a double and 2 homers off Gio. Jose Reyes, 7-for-19, 2 doubles, 2 homers. Juan Lagara, 17-for-44, 3 doubles, a triple, and a homer. All in play. Wilmer Flores is even taking him deep. Ryan Zimmerman, 8-for-18, 2 homers off of Wheeler. Rendon, 7-for-20. Bryce Harper has a homer as well off of Wheeler. As you go down some more, like Odubel Herrera, 6-for-19, 2 doubles and a homer off of Fulte. Franco, Hoskins, and Carlos Santana have all taken Fulte deep. So, you know, Fulte's been getting it done, but that blow-up is coming, and I can't wait to be there. Ryan Braun, 4-for-7, 2 doubles and a homer off Sal Romano, Domingo Santana, and Travis Shaw. Travis Shaw, how did I miss him? I was all over him when I did my research last night. He's $3,400 in that matchup versus Sal Romano. That's criminal. That's a nice price, third baseman. Don't know how I missed that one. That was my bad there. You hit in the zone, you start skipping through and missing things. Billy Hamilton, small sample, but 2-for-4 with a home run off Junior Guerra. Adam Duvall, 3-for-9 with a double and 2 homers. Joey Votto's taking him deep as well. So that matchup's got some upside, folks. Addison Russell, 6-for-15, 3 doubles. Willie Contreras, Jason Hayward have gone deep off of Waino. Goldschmidt, 7 for 27, 2 doubles, 2 homers for a .259 average versus Cueto. Hunter Pence hitting .429 off Corbin, 15 for 35, 4 doubles, a triple, 4 homers. Brandon Crawford hitting .296, 8 for 27, double, triple, 2 homers. Posey, 13 for 43, 2 doubles. Different Corbin right now, though, so I'm not hoping that happens, but you never know because I'm all in on the pitching. The A's versus Miguel Gonzalez, Chapman, Chris Davis, Joyce all taking him deep. Joyce, 9 for 27, 3 doubles and a homer. Jose Abreu, 5 for 7, 2 doubles and a homer off Trevor Cahill. Albert Pujols, 9 for 28, 2 doubles, 2 homers off Price. Upton's taking him deep. Calhoun, Anderson Simmons, and Ian Kinsler all taking David Price deep. Kyle Seager hitting .381, 8 for 21, 2 doubles and a homer off Lance McCullers. Cano, 8 for 22 with a double. A couple of nice BVPs for you there. Springer, here's your BVP. He's hitting .267, but he's 4 for 15 with 4 home runs off Aaron Miranda. So when he gets a hit, it's going over the wall. Mariznick, Marwin Gonzalez, Carlos Correa, Yuli Gurriel have all taken Miranda deep. Christian Villanueva, 2 for 3 with a home run off Christian, off of Alex Wood. Keep him in mind. So Christian Villanueva, 2 for 3 with a home run. Perella, Hunter Renfro have all taken him deep. As a team, they're hitting, it's small samples, 65 plate appearances, 20 for 61, a .328 average, 3 home runs, 900 OPS versus Alex Wood. It's Padres are value and sneaky tonight, so keep them in mind. And then super small sample, 7 plate appearances versus Brian Mitchell, but they're hitting .714 with a .1714 OPS. Very small sample, but Brian Mitchell's been getting hit by everybody so far, so I don't care what small sample you have. He's just been bad at baseball. So that little trade where they took on the Chase Headley deal, not working out so well. But that'll do it. That's your 12-game slate. Remember, we got Puerto Rico in action. We got some interesting weather. Knock on wood, I don't see much precipitation at all. We've got a lot of wind. We got some more cold. Lots to check out there. But if you have questions, come in the Sports DGen Slack chat. I got in there about 6 Eastern yesterday. Went over the lineups, talked to guys there. It was active last night. The more people we get, the more activity we get, the better it gets. You don't always have to have me in there or another guy in there. Talk to each other. Help each other out. It's a lot of fun. So if you want to get in the Sports DGen Slack chat, hit me up and I'll get you an invite or hit up the Sports DGens at thesportsdgens.com. They'll get you what you need. Check out Bench with Bubba, episode 87 with Ron Rigney. Had a blast talking baseball with him. Went over a lot of the big players to pick up or hot players or guys to trade. Stuff like that. So go check that out. We got Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast for the Valero Texas Open dropped last night. Myself, Jesse, and Rob Treja. He does the work on the Sports DGens at all day, every 365. He jumped on the Take Bucks spot as Bucks is working out of town this week. So we broke it down for you last night. Really good stuff there. And we got more coming up throughout the week. You got Italia Serie A soccer from Francesco. Week 33 picks are out. We have Tuesday, Wednesday soccer action this week. So tons going on at thesportsdgens.com. I am at BDIntra. Check us out. Check out Draft. Draft in your app store. Promo code SDSports for free $3 entry in a tournament. But more importantly, good luck on your 12-game slate. I'll catch you guys later. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.